Zechor et Asher Asah Tsar Befinim. Written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, the first word of each two-line stanza corresponds to the first word of the equivalent pasuk in the fifth parak of Eicha. The Paitan describes some of the atrocities performed by Titus, the Roman general who conquered Yerushalayim, when Titus entered the Beit HaMikdash before destroying it. It's largely based upon the Gemara Masechet Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, where it describes Titus HaRasha, Shechireth B'Gideth Klape Mala, the wicked Titus, who blasphemed towards God. Masa, what does he do? Tafas zon nabiyado, v'nichnas tavet koshi ha-kodashim. He grabbed a prostitute in his hand and went into the room of the koshi ha-kodashim. V'yitia sefer Torah, he unrolled a sefer Torah, v'avar alea avera, and he had intercourse with her upon it. V'natal saif, he grabbed a sword, v'gidera taparochet, he pierced the parochet, the curtain. V'nasa nes, a miracle occurred, v'hayad dam mibatz beitz v'yotze, and blood bubbled and came out of the parochet. The kasavur harag et atzmo. And Titus believed they even actually had killed Hashem, chas v'shalom. The Vei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. In the house of Rabbi Yishmael was taught, Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem. Who is like you among the powers? Mi chamocha ba'elimim. Who is like you among those who keep quiet? Ma'asa. What did Titus do? Natalata parochet. He took the parochet. Vasa'o kamin gargutni. He made it into a network. Ve'hivikol kelim shebemikdash. He took all of the vessels in the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'nichan bahem. He put them into this parochet, which he was using as a vessel to carry. Voshivam basfina. Le'leich lishtabech b'yiro. And he placed this net with all the kelim into a boat. And he went off so that he could be praised in his city. These agadot are reflected in the Kina. The last line of the first stanza reads, the gider parochet balat shtei panim. He pierced the two-sided parochet. The first lines of the fourth stanza read, avotenu zara kichnisu bachura vachla ish. When the sons of Aharon, Nadav and Avihu, brought in a false offering, they were consumed by fire. Vizet zora zona hichnis. And yet Titus brought in a prostitute, velo nichva ba'ish, and he was not singed. The first two lines of the fifth stanza read, "Benafsheu tavanu keosi klei sharet, v'samam boni shayit bam li sharet." Our lives sank when Titus took out the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash and placed them in boats to use for himself. And the last two lines of the seventh stanza read, "Zekenim nivatu kirshuhu mishchakim, asot retono v'hu asor bazikim." The elders were scared when they realized that Titus was allowed to do this by heavenly decree. And he could do whatever he wanted while God was, so to speak, chained. The ninth stanza is very interesting for a different historical reason. Al petach har habayit hechel avo. Biyad arba'a rashe tafsarav l'acharivo. Al tzad ma'arvi l'zecher, hisrid bo. Vitzag achar kotlenu, below rav rivo. Titus began walking up toward the gate of the Temple Mount, and he gave the four chiefs of his army the right to destroy it. But the west side he left over as a memorial, and God stood behind our wall and did not fight on his own behalf. This stanza mentions the Kotel HaMaravi, the Western Wall. The Kotel is not mentioned in Talmud Bavli, not in Talmud Yerushalmi, and it's barely mentioned in the works of the Rishonim. Because of this, Rav Soloveitchik stated that he was skeptical that the few midrashim that do mention the Kotel are authentic, and may in fact be of relatively late authorship. Accordingly, according to Rav Soloveitchik, this Kina is likely one of the earliest places that the Kotel HaMaravi is mentioned. The last three stanzas refer to something else, namely the story in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Bet, of the 400 children who were captured, shipped to Rome, and sold into prostitution. Tana, Masei Bedal Meot Yiladim Yiladot, Shnishbu LeKalon. There were 400 children, boys and girls, who were captured to be sold into prostitution. Hergishu Batsman Lema Hein Mipakshim. They realized for what they were being sold. Amru, Im Anu Tov Im Bayam, Anu Ba'in L'Chayo Olam Haba. If we drown ourselves in the sea, will we be able to get Olam Haba? The Rashlan HaGadol Shabahen. The eldest of all the children said, Amar Hashem, Mibashan Ashiv, Ashiv Min Sulot Yam. Mibashan Ashiv, Mibain Shine Aryeh. A person can get the world to come even if he is consumed by a lion. Ashiv Min Sulot Yam, Elu Shatovim Bayam. And someone who drowns in the sea also will be brought forth from the dead in the future. Kevan Sheshamu Yeladot Kach. Once the girls heard this, Kapsu Kulan, they all jumped out, Venaflu Letoch Hayam. And they drowned in the sea. Nasu Yeladin Kavachomer Basman, and the boys made an a priori argument among themselves. Vamru, Mahalalu Shadarkan Lakach, if girls can do it, Kach Anu She'en Darkenu Lakach, Hakam Vakama, for us to be sold into prostitution would be an even greater disgrace, how much more we should do it. Afhem Kafsu Latochayam, they then threw themselves into the sea. Ve'alehem Hakatuv Omer, about them, the Pasuk says, Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. Nechshavnu kitson tivcha, for we have been killed for your sake all day. We have been considered like slaughtered sheep. This all leads to a very troubling question. How could Titus have done such atrocities? How did he have this power over the Beit HaMikdash and over the Jewish people? Chazal answer that he was merely grinding flour that had already been ground. In other words, we destroyed the Beit HaMikdash with our actions. The soul of the Beit HaMikdash, the internal Beit HaMikdash, the real Beit HaMikdash was already long gone. Titus was only destroying a dead building.